Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Monday, April the 27th, as we continue thinking about, talking about, praying about, singing about resurrection. We remember that first we're celebrating Jesus' resurrection, and then we're celebrating the fact that he promises that we will share in the same thing. And sometimes it's good to remember the order in which this happens, or the cause and effect, because so many times we can just feel beaten down and tired, and as if our daily lives are one big mess and one big audition. And we can get a little bit discouraged, feeling like that many times we just can't quite get it all together. And we can feel as if that we're flunking the test, we're flunking the audition, and resurrection is just something that's kind of vague and nebulous later on down the road. And we may feel as if that it's just a hopeless exercise anyway, as much as we kind of slip and slide around in the ups and downs of life. That can be spiritual battery acid that can just corrode us from the inside out. By that I mean, it's good to remember first that Jesus rose again from the dead, and we can believe that even amidst all of the messiness of our daily lives. And more importantly, he already promises that we are included, or I should say he promises that we are already included. And by that, it's if we believe and follow. Not if we're perfect, but if we believe and follow, even as many mistakes and wrong turns as we can make, Jesus promises us that he will, in effect, reach back, gather us to him, and take us with him across that threshold, across that portal. And when we remember that and affirm that in our daily lives, there is naturally first a little bit of disbelief, but if we can get past that, there is almost always a sense of wonder and gratitude. And that gratitude that Jesus rose again and he already is trying to include us in that, actually in a topsy-turvy sort of way, makes a lot of things so much easier, because we are working from a place of gratitude and, I'll say, humility. And by that, I mean openness to God. So reaffirming that we still believe that Jesus is who he says he is, and we believe his promises that he already is including us, that naturally leads to gratitude and joy and awe and wonder, even when we are juggling so many other burdens and sometimes negative things. That opens our minds and our hearts and puts us in a totally different place than feeling like we are simply going through an audition hour by hour and many times falling and failing, and that often takes us spiraling down into a hopeless place, as opposed to, you know what, I still believe, and I will still believe the promises that Jesus tells us, and that gratitude and that wonder and that joy helps us overcome so many other things, whether they're burdens outside of us or burdens that we carry inside. Remember, Jesus' resurrection comes first. His promise to us comes second. Everything else comes after that. It's not an audition before that. Have a wonderful night. We'll chat again soon.